Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and I want to give you a word of encouragement. It's more like a question that I want to ask you, because we all need to be asked deep spiritual questions, questions for our soul to answer, questions for us to ponder. So here in this word of encouragement for you, my question to you, do you speak lies and have a double heart? That's a deep question. In fact, that's two in one. But it's really just one. When you have a double heart, you speak lies. And I'm going to take this out of the Authorized King James Bible. You may have it from other religious texts or prophets or ancient mystics, but we're all looking at words that you speak. We're all listening to see if you have a double heart. You say one thing, but you mean another. But let's listen. This is taken out of Psalms. Psalms was written by King David, ancient Israel. Even the Quran in Islam know about King David. He was a mighty man, both a fighting man, but he was also a poet. You think you're a modern poet? King David was there long before you, writing songs, singing them on his lyre, speaking to us even now. So listen to King David as he asks and he speaks to us. Psalms 12, 1 through 4. Verse 1. Help, Lord, for the godly man has ceased, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Is that you? Has the godly man or woman failed? No longer among you? Where you can trust their words. He's calling out to his God, his Lord, who has helped him. Verse 2. They, these ungodly men, they speak vanity, prideful, arrogant, evil, wicked words. One's with his neighbor. With his flattering lips, his words, and with a double heart do they speak. It might be you, and you might even be a woman, child, teenager, a young adult, a politician, a king, a prince, a princess, a prime minister. You might be the president of a nation, or just a worker, or maybe just a child. Verse number 3. The Lord, King David is saying, shall cut off all the flattering lips. Don't you think that what you say in a lie and flattery and ungodliness is going to continue? Those words will be cut off. I mean, you will have no honor with them. They will come to no eternal fruition. And the tongue that speaks these proud things, he's going to cut off your speech. It will mean nothing. When we look back to the ancient history books after you are long gone, when all the earth has been destroyed, and you are facing the king of the kingdom of heaven, you will be cut off, for your heart was doubled, your words were evil and wicked and flattering, not filled with agape love, honesty, truth, and righteousness. Be prepared. Verse 4 from King David. These that have been and will be cut off. They have said within themselves, with our tongue, our words, we will prevail. Our lips, our words, our thoughts, our concepts, our ideas are all our own. Who is the Lord over us? Maybe you have culture, tradition. Maybe you have jealousy, pride, arrogancy. Maybe you have hate, evil thoughts that are Lord over you. Do you know what the word Lord means? Owner. It means you will be a slave, a servant to something or someone. Maybe you are a servant to the Lord of evil, wicked thoughts, to a double heart. Speak one thing, but you mean something else. Maybe your words are cutting, but they're trying to love. You be careful. I have my eyes on you, and the Lord, the God of the kingdom of heaven, can hear everything you say, can hear your deep thoughts of your soul and your spirit. We are looking. We are sizing you up. But you need to ask yourself, do you speak lies and have a double heart? King David's asking you, and so am I, Pastor Deborah. You be encouraged. If you are one who speaks lies and has a double heart, there's hope for you. But you need to ask forgiveness from King David's God, the God of creation, the God that you probably pray to. Could be the God of the Quran, the God of the Bible, the God of creation, your God of all eternity, the God of dreams. You don't know. But one day, what you have spoken out of your mouth, thought in your head, will be determined if you are a truth speaker and have a single heart of righteousness, truth, and love. Or do you speak lies and have a double heart? That's my word of encouragement. There's hope for you if you will but seek. All right, I'll talk to you again on the next word of encouragement. Bye. This is Pastor Deborah.